This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes after the hour, Tuesday, February the 9th is upon us on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria, Keith, and Jay Kirshner. The J this week has been replaced, well, not replaced, but certainly in her stead. Nobody can replace Jennifer, but the other J is Jay. So we have Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan on the air with me to talk about what's happening. What is going on? There are a lot of, the world turns and things are working. Once we get out of retrograde, they'll work a lot better than they have the last couple of weeks. It's till the 20th. Mercury is in retrograde, so astrologers everywhere are having a field day trying to calm people down, get them off the ledge, because this is a tough retrograde. The things that are going there, I guess maybe an example of this, although it didn't take place during Mercury, the information now is out there about the way people are believing or not believing what the officials in government are saying. What does the public believe when it gets or receives information from officials? There is a very interesting study by the RAVE Mobile Safety Group, a communication platform. They do a lot of research on the public, public safety, public trust. So one of the conclusions here, ladies, is that public safety has taken sort of a new meaning as we go into the new year. Local officials, first responders who are supposed to be informing and protecting. Isn't that really what we, when you look at Fauci even, you look at the national picture, you want to think that what he's telling you is correct. And what you are hearing from him, and as it trickles down, remember the old trickle-down theory that Ronald Reagan created or came up with or thought of or somebody did in his administration, the old trickle-down philosophy, it starts at the top and it comes down to the state and then it goes to the locals. Well, residents are not happy with the issues that have been related to fixing the problems. Everyday emergencies, as a matter of fact, are being handled badly, they think. Police are not doing the job the way that the public, and I'm talking about serious numbers here, down in like 22% of the respondents said that they completely trust the information they get from officials. 22%. Wow. First responders are more trusted than local officials. 62% of respondents completely trust information from firefighters. 59% trust the information they're getting about the pandemic from paramedics. So the level of trust then drops for police to 33% of respondents saying they completely trust information they receive from police, but still higher trust and higher than the local officials. I'm talking about the mayors, the city councils, that sort of thing. Only 37% of respondents say they are completely confident or very confident in their state's ability to successfully distribute the vaccine. Text and phone alerts from local officials are among the most trusted sources of info. 77% of respondents completely trust or somewhat trust the direct alerts. Overwhelming willingness to provide personal data that would aid the responders. Like 85% of respondents said that they are likely somewhat willing to provide background info about themselves, their families, medical history, that sort of thing, to first responders. Now it goes on to overview the trust in guidelines and the guidance coming. One-third of respondents say they completely trust updates from officials about the virus. Multiple factors contribute to that lack of trust. Respondents most likely to say it's because they don't trust the facts local officials use to make their recommendations. That's 57%. The recommendations and guidance changes too frequently. That's what they say. 55% said that. Local officials exaggerate the severity of the situation. 40%.
I bet that's all tied in with schools.
Yeah.
That chunk of data that you just shared, I bet that has a lot to do, if not all, to do with schools. Because the school thing, I mean, I don't have kids, but my friends who have kids in different states, mm-hmm. they say the same thing, that the school, the rules keep changing really quickly.
Yep.
And that
yep.
it's kind of like this constant shifting of the ground underneath them. And it's hard to plan for your
it's
job.
All politics.
And, yeah, and it's hard to plan for, you know, your job. And, you know, you, if you don't even know if your kids are going to be in school or not
yep.
in a week or two.
That's an interesting observation. The state of Rhode Island is in the focus here. There was a lot of success there, and that's one of the reasons the governor, Gina Raimondo, got picked for a cabinet position. But now, when examining, I guess the people, I don't know, has she been approved yet? Has she been confirmed?
She's
I'm not
in
sure
the middle, I think, of in that confirmation hearing.
Yeah.
She's given a few statements, but I don't think she's been approved yet, or
yeah.
confirmed, I should say.
Well, one of the reasons that they're struggling is because the situation in the state has fallen apart. A lot of people have jumped the line, if you will. It's become obvious. The volunteers, vaccination staffs, and that sort of thing have jumped the line, so that the elderly were pushed out of the line. You know, the elderly have been left waiting for their shots in Rhode Island. And so that is not, you know, the idea is to protect the people who are most vulnerable. And that apparently has fallen apart.
Yeah, and that's happening in a lot of states, too, in Florida as well. Part of the problem, according to a friend of ours who is a veterinarian, so in certain states and counties, veterinarians are kind of considered backup first responders.
Yes,
so,
that's
like,
true.
So
yep.
a friend of ours who is a veterinary cardiologist, has a mobile clinic, so he's seeing dogs and cats, like, through his van. But he has also been notified that if they need help with, you know, in giving injections, that veterinarians are on the list to give injections to humans. So he's considered kind of on that front line. And when he went to one of those mega sites here in New Jersey to get his first shot, the person who gave him the shot said that part of the problem is that people are just not showing up for their appointments. And so a lot of the first responders who are on the list have confirmed appointments, and then they don't show up for whatever reason. They either don't trust the vaccine or they don't think they need it. And then it's kind of a free-for-all. No one wants to waste the vaccine. So people are sort of, quote-unquote, jumping the line because they're showing up and saying, hey, do you have any vaccines left? Older people are not doing that.
No,
so
that's not what's
part
happening.
Of the problem.
Part of the problem in Rhode Island is that two of the biggest contributors to her campaign, their big hospital groups, Lifespan and Care New England, they took the vaccine and vaccinated all the members of their staff. Everybody, even low-risk non-medical staff, were getting vaccinated at least a month before
Hospital administrators are on that list, though. Even if you don't interact, per se, if you're not a doctor, hospital administrators...
Well, why does that make sense? Who made
them
came up with that list instead of...
I don't know. Every hospital's doing that, though. Because the doctor friends that we have who work in hospitals, whether you're in the COVID unit or not, if you're a hospital administrator, there's a lot of paperwork right now. And they can't afford to lose those people because of the virus or to have them not be at work. So everyone in the hospital who makes the hospital run has to be covered. It makes sense. It's why only protect the doctors who are in the room when the hospital administrators still have to go in the room and fill out paperwork with the patients? They're still exposed.
I think there's a lot of not thinking, a lot of not. This survey that I'm citing suggests that there is not a lot of common sense involved in
Well,
this.
Let's get rid of smokers. Why don't we push them out of the way?
Yeah. Smokers
right?
should
I mean,
be,
that's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a choice.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. And they're all and eating yourself to death is also a choice. Being way overweight, yeah, that's a choice. Okay, 15 past the hour, some things to think about your nose and your body and keeping it clean. This has become a daily message here on the DJV program, and that's a good thing because you want to, you know, this is one of the great things about radio advertising is that the more you tell people the story, the more effective the ad is. Hello, hooray. So if I continue to make it clear that good nasal hygiene, I mean, this should be something that's kind of commonsensical, right? Is that a word?
Commonsensical. I like it.
Yeah, it is. It's a good word. And so the Navage system that guarantees you'll, when you wake up in the morning, you'll have a cleaner nose. If you clean out your nose, get rid of the sinus congestion, lots of things are going on in the air, the common cold in the wintertime, things are dry in your house because the heat dries out the air. It's easy to use, this Navage nasal care system, that's for sure. Victoria has talked to us about that for a long time.
I live by it.
Yeah, every day you wake up, you just use it in the morning and use it at night to make sure that you're through that period of time when you're not really active, that is when you're sleeping, that things are operating well. It's the drug-free alternative to the neti pots and the pills and the sprays. Yep, all natural. It's powered suction, flushes out the allergens. It's just a great way to get rid of the dirt in your nose. That's kind of the bottom line. Go to Navage.com and sign up for that. Is order it. Get it shipped to you. They have free, fast free shipping on this product. Navage Nasal Care, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This President's Day at eBay, we want to prove like new is better than brand new. So we're not only giving up to 50% off certified refurbished, but we're adding an extra 20% off coupon too. Because while brand new is nice, it's also twice the price. And if you don't like, love our like new products, they all come with an industry-leading 2-year warranty. So this President's Day, say goodbye to brand new and find certified amazing deals at eBay. Where good is new, just got better.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock the sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Won't you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. To keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
And as an addendum to what I'm talking about every day here with regard to you taking care of yourself, don't forget the clear way the sinus care system that you take during the day and hydrates works against all the contaminants and things. So there's two, the Tower of Power involves two different approaches, and this clear thing is a fabulous little spray that you put in your nose, all natural as well. Check it out, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. It's very good for everybody in the family. You'll be happy to know that. It's also 21 after the hour. Are you happy to know that?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After the hour now, time for us to check in with Jay Kirshner on the social media front, see what's trending. In fact, I know what's trending. It's National Pizza Day, so there's lots of pizza news that we should cover, and we'll find out what things are most impressive and important when it comes to pizza. What are you thinking? That we'll delve into right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so today, boys and girls, is National Pizza Day. Hard to imagine, before World War II, pizza was not well known outside of Italy, Italian immigrant communities. It was a niche cultural meal. I did not know that myself. And by the way, I thought it really originated with the Greeks and the Egyptians before the Romans stole it like they stole everything else when they were taking over the world. I wonder what that says for how Chinese food will be looked upon in 100 years from now when they try to take over, as they try continue to take over the world. Anyway, legend has it that the traveling pair King Umberto I and Queen Margherita from Italy visited Naples. So there is a different kind of pizza, isn't there? Like there's Napoleonic from Napoli. What is it? Napoleonic. What's the short for stuff comes from Naples?
Napoli, right?
Napoli. No, there's another.
I don't know.
Yeah, something close to that. Anyway, the question comes on whether or not you eat the crust, right, Jay? The crust is important to know
I feel like it's a very polarizing topic.
Oh, really?
To eat
why?
The crust or not to eat the crust.
Yeah, totally.
Well, because I feel like crust eaters are super judgmental of non-crust eaters. Like, you're an adult, you eat the crust. And non-crust eaters are kind of like, don't tell me how to live my life.
Mm, really?
So the question, do you eat the crust or not? In our household, I'm a crust eater and my husband is super not. Holly Pittman really? Is not a fan of the crust. Janet Mattson loves the crust, and her husband does not, so that's kind of like a nice, even trade. But Philip says he's just lucky he doesn't eat the box, too.
Really? Well, you know, it is the most popular takeaway dish, according to a Google search. If you look at pizza, the most popular takeout option during the pandemic. I don't know if that's a surprise, is it? 109 countries were involved in this search. Pizza takeaway was the top food related in 44 of the countries that were surveyed. And let's see here. Italy, number one. Barbados, Argentina, Morocco, India. Wow, I find that. The Chinese food was the second on the list. Fish and chips came in fourth. Sushi was third.
Fish and chips do not seem like they would be a great for takeout.
Doesn't travel.
I feel like
well.
That's
no.
Not
well, take, no, let's do well, it's takeaway for sure.
Deliver.
That's how.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, delivery would not be
delivery
well.
Delivery no. Would not so much.
And there's a new Pizza Hut has a new sort of favorite from the. Let's see here. There's been an announcement launching a new Detroit style pizza at locations across the country because of the growing popularity of the Motor City type of pizza. Anybody had any of that? What
no,
is that? How
I
is
only
that different?
Thought there was like Chicago style
it's
and New York style. I didn't know Detroit.
I'm only a thin crust. I'm a thin crust
yeah,
fan.
Thin crust yeah. Or bust. Thank
right.
You, Victoria.
Right.
Sure it's that. Thin crust.
All right, there it is. I like it too that way. So give us your thoughts on pizza for National Pizza Day at the DJV show. It's 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate leadership announced on Monday that they have reached a deal in the framework for former President Trump's impeachment trial, which will start on Tuesday.
All parties have agreed to a structure that will ensure a fair and honest Senate impeachment trial of the former president.
The timeline would allow the trial to wrap up as early as next week if both sides agree not to call witnesses. Now with the news that Congress is considering lowering the income eligibility threshold for the third round of stimulus payments from $75,000 to $50,000 for individuals and from $150,000 for married couples to $100,000, some are calling it an attack on the middle class. Major League Baseball and the MLB Union reach an agreement Monday night on health and safety protocols that will cover the 2021 spring training and the regular season. Spring training is scheduled to begin February 17th. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
New deportation rules by the Biden administration will be more of a welcome mat than a deterrent toward illegal immigration. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents this week, revising how they handle arrests in a move that's expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after President Biden's executive order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seeing concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
ICE deported about 186,000 people from the United States in 2020. That was down 30% over the previous year and the lowest number in more than a decade. In a continuation to further divide the makeup of American government, the U.S. Department of Justice, as soon as Tuesday, is expected to ask 56 attorneys appointed by former President Trump to submit their resignations. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Four at the hour now on the DKV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off this week, and some sad news to begin this half hour. The passing of the original lead singer of the Supremes, Mary Wilson, died last night. You know, remember how her voice sounded. It's a pretty good example of it. Crank it up, Phil, will you? Wilson from Greenville, Mississippi, born in 1944. She was the original first lead in the Primettes, which was the group that preceded the Supremes before Diana Ross showed up on the scene. Mary had a much better voice, as all who listened to Mary and Diana sing together would recognize, but Mary wouldn't sleep with Berry Gordy, so that was the end of her being the lead singer. Matter of speaking, but most people, especially the early documentarians of rock and roll, the Motown sound, give Mary the credit for really being the glue of the group, because Diana always saw herself as sort of a diva and Barry made her out to be that way, and Mary was the group. She held the group together and she's had a great life, actually. She's been a very successful motivational speaker along the way. She wrote a book about her exploits, if you will. She was a cultural ambassador, I think, under Obama, wasn't she? It seems to me that was a part of
that could be.
Yeah, I think she was, yeah. She had a great journey in life. Nobody knows how she died. She just dropped dead.
Suddenly, dropped dead, that's a little harsh, but, you know.
No.
The wording from her rep was she died suddenly at home. So she was at her home, so we don't know.
Yeah. Well, she had to look that hair. And if you look at the hair from the original Supremes, the way they did their hair up, wow. I liked her. I interviewed a couple of times. She was just very grounded, you know what I mean? And had what it took. In the 1960s, when there was so much going on culturally for blacks, she was there, but she wasn't, you know, she wasn't all over the place beating everybody over the head with a message. She was a trailblazer, a woman who was black, who had what it took. And she didn't let the fact that Barry Gordy was abusive to her in the sense that, he was trying to get his way with her. She kind of worked around it. So, it's nice to have the memories, for me anyway, in my generation. But I think the Supremes music, don't you think it's trickled down through the years? Don't you think that culturally that kind of music... has the Motown sound especially has had an influence on people no matter what, no matter what they're in.
Oh, I think there are artists today who, yeah, for mm-hmm. sure, Bruno Mars and Jennifer Hudson, and there are a lot of The Weeknd. There are a lot of artists who are influenced by that. I'm not sure about the Supremes specifically, like where they. Everyone knows who they are, but I don't really know where they're going to end up in the longer term of history. I'm not sure. They might get lumped into just the Motown sound.
I know. I think they were bigger than that. I think they were bigger.
I just think for my generation,
standouts.
Like in terms of how our group talks about music and the origins of music, I think the Motown sound is kind of the larger, more important element.
Yeah. Well, it was. No question about that. But these... three women
of all the women's groups,
they were the ones that were the most influential.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Sure.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of groups and singers and stuff, there's news from the Justin Timberlake camp. Apparently, this Britney Spears thing, man, there's all this. One of the things we're asking, one of the things that's trending online now is the Diane Sawyer interview with Britney Spears in 2003. And so what's that all about, ladies? I think we're done with Mary now, Phil. Thank you. This is
Justin. That's Crimea River, yeah. That's Justin, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Quickly we forget.
Yeah.
So what about all of this, ladies?
So the documentary, it's just picking up steam, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
Framing Britney Spears.
Yeah,
right?
It's a New York Times documentary. It basically kind of just takes you back through the beginnings of Britney's career.
What was the point of them doing this at this, but does anybody know why the New York Times?
Well, because the ongoing battle of the conservatorship. And so the Free Britney, the hashtag Free Britney movement, which is a bunch of her fans who have basically shown up at different places, political style in a sense, you know, like rallies and protests. And a lot of people believe that Britney is being basically held captive in a sense through this conservatorship. And when you watch the documentary, which I've watched twice already, it is really just jarring.
Really?
And the way that she was treated and has been treated, and the way that the rest of us kind of went along with the late night TV host making fun of her, and she became the butt of a joke, and she was a whole category on Family Feud that was just disgusting. And then this 2003 interview with Diane Sawyer, after she and Justin had broken up, this was a teenage romance, like, get over it, people. But Diane Sawyer grills her to the point where she starts crying, mm-hmm. and just grills her about, what did you do? You broke Justin's heart. I mean, it was so despicable, and it made me cringe. And then Justin basically manages to get out of this scot-free. He goes on, everyone's asking Britney if she, about her virginity and are her breasts real and all this other stuff that you would never, ever ask a woman today. And this, the scrutiny that she was under back then was disgusting. And at the end of it, you know, the legal team is fighting still. Her father's in control. She doesn't want her father to be in control. And then the conservatorship.
She's afraid of her father.
That's what she said through her lawyer, yeah. And yeah. So the conservatorship, you know, the nuts and bolts of it is, legally, this is supposed to be set up for someone who is mentally incompetent or physically unable to take care of themselves. But yet, the first, like, year that they had it, she made $58 million doing a Vegas residency. Her own lawyer requested a raise because the conservatorship was making so much money. That's totally not supposed to be a business deal. So a lot of people are making the argument, well, if she can make $58 million in 1 year, she's clearly competent enough to run her own life. So this Thursday, they're back in court, and the father may be permanently removed if the judge goes along with Britney's request, and another woman who has temporarily been in that position will be the new conservator. So it's a wild story when you watch
it
the documentary.
It really is. And when you see everything unfold, I mean, it is just intense how once upon a time she could give her own interview. She was a very confident young woman, and then all of a sudden it was like she was always looking for approval before she was about to speak, and people are coming at her for, you know, all these ways.
Was that any of it drug-related? Any of the...
No.
She lived right down the street from me in Santa Monica in a high-rise when she and Federline got together, and a lot of people paid a lot of attention to her. She was like one of these things, one of these bigger-than-life characters, and I'm not sure that that's fair. How do you handle that when you're 22 years old?
Well, and then she had babies, and then and her mother had written a book later on saying that she thought Britney actually had postpartum. And so no one was there to help her with that. You know, she was just constantly...
They were there
constantly...
to help themselves through her money.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, she had the babies back to back, so, I mean, she never had a chance to really let those hormones level out to get out of the postpartum until it was already too late. And one of the points in the documentary, too, it also kind of pointed out that she almost went along with the conservatorship because she knew if she didn't, she might lose her children, and that was the reason she was so willing with it.
They threatened her with that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
So postpartum, I mean, we look into this stuff, and you can choose to answer or not, Jay, as you desire. The women who have postpartum, I know that my daughter had a little of it, her mother had a little of it, but they seem to have, interestingly enough, I remember Tony, when we were talking about it, all she'd do was open up, when she could feel it coming on, she'd open up a can of beer. And that was kind of the way she dealt with being depressed. If that, I mean, sure, that's a simplistic way. A lot of women, it overcomes them and takes over their lives for a good deal of time. Some women, as I understand it, I mean, I haven't been there, but I've heard from some sources that it's hard sometimes to get over it. It takes years.
It is. My best friend had it. She had it really bad, and it was a tough, scary time. I mean, you just, it's a very serious thing. Back then, when Britney probably did have it, no one was really talking about it as much as they
do. No, nobody put any emphasis on mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
okay with that? You didn't have any of that when you were
Yeah, fortunately, I did not struggle with any of it, but there is a quote-unquote fourth trimester that a lot of people don't put enough weight to, and it's the 3 months after the baby is born where you still have all those hormones, things are leveling out, but not even just the hormones. Mm-hmm. You have this big change of life, and then all these people around you who are wanting to know, you know, how's the baby, how are these, and nobody really asks how you are.
You are.
I was very fortunate. My husband asked me multiple times a day, every day. He's like, hey, okay, how are you? Are you feeling
any
of this? He was very aware of if I was going to go out.
That your mother and father would be pretty attentive to that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm away from all family, so it was really just my husband and I on this little island by ourselves, and especially with COVID and people not able to visit us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I felt very fortunate that I never necessarily went through it, but I've known friends who have, and I mean, it once even the hormones level out, some of them did not come out of it, like you were saying about your friends, Victoria, for a year.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, it was a solid year.
It was a solid year
with my friend. Yep. She was on antidepressants, and she had to go into therapy. It was really, it's scary, you know, because you're a new mom and you feel like you just can't really take care of your baby. And then people kind of criticize you for not having a bond with the baby, and everything is criticism.
And you're not really yourself anymore. You are constantly, you know, sensory overload because things are loud. You're always being touched, you know, you're always having to hold the baby, and you're trying to keep this thing alive. And I mean, it can be very, very intense. And if you have that already mentality coming at you, it just makes it all that much harder.
So what about back to the business about Britney Spears with Diane Sawyer? What are people online saying about that, Jay? That's a trendy story.
Oh, people are just coming hard at her, saying she was just unnecessarily rude and cruel to Britney. She blamed Britney for the breakup with Justin Timberlake. She was vilified for...
What did you do, she said?
Yeah.
What did you do to break his heart?
You broke his heart. You destroyed him. So what did you do? She was vilified for the politician's wife saying that she would like to shoot Britney if given the chance. And it was kind of like, so how is that Britney's fault?
First of all, that's a crazy story that I did not know. The governor of Maryland, his wife, said that she wanted to shoot Britney because Britney was dressing in a sexual way and she had a young daughter.
And basically,
Diane Sawyer, Britney starts crying in the interview. Mm-hmm. She's really upset. And then Diane Sawyer goes, well, you know, she's protective of her daughter. And Britney's like, I'm not here to babysit her daughter.
And I love that she said that, because that's something that I think so many people forget. Miley Cyrus dealt with a lot of backlash. You're like, well, my kid's saying this. Then turn the dang TV channel.
Right.
If you don't want your kid saying that, then that's your issue. Like,
your
that
job.
Is your responsibility.
That's why you're a parent. Today, by the way, also at DJV Show, the social focus on today being Pizza Day. You can tell us about your preferences when it comes to the crust. And then we've asked whether or not you have watched The Equalizer. Did you watch the other night? I tried to find it on CBS streaming yesterday, and I didn't.
It's got to be there.
Isn't it Paramount Plus now?
Is it on Paramount, not on the CBS
I don't know.
Streaming thing? Maybe that's why I didn't find it.
You should have it on demand, though. It should be available. Yeah.
And your children, are they back in class? That's a question also we'd like to have more response on at DJV Show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Now the focus on your health and well-being, that's always a part of this program. And one of the things we were just talking a little bit about with the vaccine and who gets it first. Smokers ought not to be in line. People who are overweight ought not to be in line. And there's a reason for that, because you make your choice. So this may be hard for you to swallow, pardon the pun, but if you've eaten yourself into a corner or into a state of being sick, then perhaps you ought to take some responsibility. I love people blaming others. You know, when you see somebody being pushed around a wheelchair because they've smoked themselves into oblivion and they think they deserve to be, and they are oftentimes handled differently, but you know what? You make choices. And if you've made the choice to overeat and to really indulge, then maybe it's time for you to make the choice to get out of that. Clinical studies prove that Calitrin works as a separate entity, or it's a great complement to other weight loss programs, because what happens with Calitrin when you're infusing scientifically proven collagen protein and digestive enzymes into the complex formula that is your body, you are helping yourself to health. Getting rid of that weight, man, it's really great. Take a picture of yourself. There's a on the toploss.com website, there's a picture of before and after. A lot of people hashtag Calitrin selfie. If you get a snapshot, you get a free bottle of Calitrin. How about them, apples? Go to toploss.com, use the DJV code, check out with this material that will absolutely guaranteed help you keep the weight off for the rest of your life. That's toploss.com, code DJV. You buy three bottles, you buy any number you want, and you get an equal number free. That's toploss.com. Check out code DJV.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, ever, ever.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen now with Victoria Keelan, paying attention to some of your technical needs. And for those of you who are aware that there are hackers seemingly everywhere, here sadly is one more example that we have of hackers in the water supply in Florida. We're going to get to this and explain some other things that are technologically based right after this.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
All right, so what have the hackers done, Victoria, with the water treatment facility in Florida?
Well, hopefully this will be a wake-up call for systems across the country, because hackers successfully infiltrated the computer system that controls the water treatment facility in the city of Oldsmar, Florida. And so in doing so, the hackers were able to remotely control a computer to change the chemical levels of the water supply. And what they did was they increased the amount of sodium hydroxide, which is the known as lye, and that's used in water to regulate acidity levels. But if it gets too high, then it is actually the same inorganic compound that's used in Drano. So they basically added Drano to the water, the public drinking water supply. And the only way they found out about this was the guy who was sitting at the desk, his mouse wasn't working, it wasn't responding, but yet the cursor was moving all across his screen, so he did not have control of his computer. That is the only alarm that went off. Had that guy not been sitting at his computer at that moment, we don't know if they would have even caught this before it went into the public drinking supply. So we've been saying this for years and years and years. The power grid, our utilities are so vulnerable and so antiquated. I remember when I was living in New York City when Mayor Bloomberg was the mayor, and that was his big thing, was updating all the cybersecurity for the power grids and for all the utilities in the state in New York in the city, and working with the state government because they're so vulnerable, and this is just proof. So now the Secret Service is involved, the FBI is involved. We know that Russian hackers last November, they targeted a water utility in Illinois. And we also know that there was an attempted cyber attack on Israel last year. Those officials said that they linked Iran to attempting over there to trying to manipulate their water supply. So we've got Russian hackers, we've got Iranian hackers,
the Chinese.
And, you know, yeah, and who knows what the Chinese are up to. Yeah.
Right.
But this is just, you know, this is scary stuff, and this needs to be addressed immediately.
Yep. All right. Here is something that's being addressed by Apple. Rumors of both an electric car coming from them and a VR headset being heated up.
The Geek Out.
Apple is a brand who have definitely figured out how to build smartphones, tablets, watches, computers, but we really haven't seen an innovative new device since, you know, maybe the AirPod. But last week, rumors of both a mixed reality headset and an automobile got a ton of traction. Apple is rumored to be working with Hyundai and Kia on a fully electric vehicle, but the details and timing are very much in question. The idea of Apple glasses has been around forever, but an initial, more traditional VR-like headset with 8K displays is rumored to be in the works at the premium price of $3,000. Now, none of this is a sure thing until Apple officially announces it, but we've tweeted both the rumors over at The Geek Out.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, net neutrality back in the news, looks like, Victoria.
It is. The Justice Department has dropped its 2018 lawsuit challenging California's state net neutrality rules. This is removing one of the law's major roadblocks, preventing it from going into effect. What happened was, for some background, in 2017, Trump's Federal Communications Commission voted to repeal the Obama-era internet regulations that banned internet service providers like AT&T and Verizon from throttling and blocking traffic and then making people pay more for better speeds. So then California decided, we're going to just do our own law. The Trump-led Justice Department sued them. Now it's been dropped. So California has net neutrality back again.
All right. Hip, hip, hooray. That's the story. Victoria and Doug with here.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.